It's kind of a trend in North America, building small houses. I love building things with wood. Also, I've been into minimalism like a lot of people these days. My inspiration is to create a small, lightweight, but strong, very inexpensive home that can be easily disassembled and moved. But the design can be used for a variety of things like storage, a workshop, or a sauna, whatever, really. The idea came about when I moved from Canada. I quickly realized that I am a very fussy person. I don't like living in places with funny smells. So I made a small camper for the back of my tiny truck to live in. Shortly thereafter, my wife and I went to live in the forest. The truck was only used for sleeping in, so that we had to create a covered area for cooking and living under. The harsh winter forced us to build a stronger, more insulated construction structure. We loved living in the forest so much that we no longer wanted to go back to the city. This realization eventually gave birth to the idea of building a tiny, movable home. I'm not the kind of person who normally makes plans, so I just started building. The result of my pursuit was a 12 square meter place that we live in today. It has a kitchen, a shower, a toilet, a wood oven, running hot water, and a foldable bed. We feel very comfortable here. But the house is not movable, so we decided to build another one. In the planning, we realized that it did not have to be so big, so we asked ourselves, what is the smallest size of house we would still be comfortable in? This is where I started thinking about and planning microhomes, 6 square meter hexagonal modules. The space could be extended in size by linking modules together. These buildings will be appealing to people who like to live in nature or enjoy alternative lifestyles. The house can be maintained off-grid or connected to existing utilities. There didn't seem to be anyone doing what we've done, so we set out to be the first people creating do-it-yourself disassemblable module microhomes.